RNC host committee chair Ken Jones said next year's Republican National Convention will be one of the biggest media events in the world, second only to the Olympics, he said.
This will be the most attention that's ever been focused on this community in its history. The Olympics gets 18,000 members of the media. This is going to get 15,000. When you start to fall in underneath what the other events are that are really big events, the royal wedding last year, 7,500 members of the media. This is twice that big.
At a Tiger Bay Club of Tampa meeting, Jones shied away from talking politics and stressed the convention's economic development potential. He said scoring points for whomever challenges President Obama next year is not the host committee's job.
If you're interested in electing a Republican, you're talking to the wrong people. You can go talk to the RNC about that. You can go talk to one of your favorite candidates about that. But if you write a check to the host committee for $10,000, none of those dollars are going to go promote your candidate, if you will. What they are going to do, though, is help promote Tampa Bay.
Another thing that's not his job? Security. Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn recently went to the feds to ask for more than $50 million to cover security, and so did the mayor of Charlotte, North Carolina, host city for next year's Democratic National Convention. Jones said that money goes to the mayor's office. Tiger Bay Club member April Schiff, a Republican activist, wondered what the source of those dollars was.
Are you saying that all of that money that comes from the federal government is from the checkbox on the IRS form that's voluntarily given, or does it include taxpayer dollars?
He said Pam Iorio, who was mayor at the time Tampa bid for the convention, made the RNC host committee promise not to use any city money on the event, but that doesn't apply to federal money. He said the extensive security detail requested for the event comes from a post-9/11 policy.
Since September 11th, these events have been designated what's called an NSSC, National Special Security Event. Since that time, the Department of Justice, used to be DOJ, now it's DHS, has stepped up and given both cities that host these conventions a $50 million security grant. I think it was actually 52 last time. This time we've asked for 55. That money comes from the federal government. It is not from the taxpayer checkoff. That is a special direct appropriation from the Department of Homeland Security. And it has to do with protecting the continuity of the United States government.
University of South Florida lobbyist Kathy Betancourt, often overheard criticizing Republican policies, asked how well that use of public money will go over with the Tea Party base the GOP has been relatively successful at courting so far.
We're hearing an awful lot about the base and the party and about the importance of the teabag people. Now, they don't like to spend money on anything, old people, poor people, babies, but what are you doing to help them help you get an appropriation from this particular Congress that is so goosey about that base?
Jones maintained that the host committee isn't concerned with party politics.
You know, we're not targeting, as you call them, the teabag folks. I think some people call them Tea Party people. I don't know. Whatever they're called, Republicans, Democrats, agnostics, Tea Parties, Independents, Socialists, Marxists, Communists, we don't care. We talk to everybody.
Tiger Bay Club member Peter Hughes asked how the host committee has been planning to deal with what will likely be thousands of protesters.
At all the conventions, there's major security problems that they have to deal with. Do you have any idea how they plan to deal with any protests? I know that that's going to be a big issue that's going to come up. And I know you're not ahead of the security. Do you have any idea what the plans are on that?
Jones said he's not at liberty to say yet, but it's less about protesters practicing their First Amendment rights than it is about preventing violence.
It's not about protesters. They welcome protesters. First Amendment, freedom of association, freedom of speech, absolutely. Stand there all day long and say how bad you think that guy or that woman is and how they're going to send the country to hell. The one thing that we don't want is people that want to hurt people. Anarchists. I mean, we had a situation in Minneapolis where there was a bus full of kids, interns. Protesters surrounded the bus. They slashed the tires and they threw a improvised bomb underneath the bus trying to set it on fire. That's a problem. They arrested everybody in the area, including a few media people, which they were not thrilled about, and they sued.
The RNC starts on August 27th of next year and goes on for 4 days. The last nominating conventions to take place in Florida were in 1972, when Miami Beach hosted both the Republican and Democratic national conventions. From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.